This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Officials with the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden say Russian warships are headed to the Caribbean for naval drills as tensions rise over Ukraine. Here's AP correspondent Ben Thomas with details.
The ships may also make port calls in Venezuela and Cuba as Russia establishes a Western Hemisphere military presence. The officials call it notable but not concerning. It's not the first time Russia has sent its ships to the Caribbean, but it's taking place as President Vladimir Putin has said Moscow could take asymmetrical steps in response to President Biden's decision to allow Ukraine to use U.S.-provided weapons to strike inside Russia to defend Kharkiv. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Putin is warning that his country could provide long-range weapons to other countries to strike the United States and other Western nations. Here's AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Speaking to international journalists, Putin's comments were in response to NATO allies allowing Ukraine to use their arms to attack Russian territory. Putin also reaffirmed Moscow's readiness to use nuclear weapons if it sees a threat to its sovereignty. The Russian leader said the recent actions of the West could lead to what he called very serious problems. The United States and Germany recently authorized Ukraine to hit some targets on Russian soil with the long-range weapons they are supplying to Kyiv. I'm Karen Schammer.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak paid tribute to D-Day veterans at a ceremony in Normandy on Thursday to commemorate 80 years since the Allied invasion that led to the end of World War II. Prime Minister Sunak said he was humbled to be in the presence of the veterans in attendance and praised their humility and heroism.
You risked everything, and we owe you everything. We cannot possibly hope to repay that debt, but we can, and we must, pledge never to forget.
This is VOA News. Veterans and world leaders gathered in France to mark the anniversary of the June 6, 1944 D-Day landings, where more than 150,000 Allied soldiers arrived in France by sea and air to drive out the forces of Nazi Germany. U.S. President Joe Biden, French President Emmanuel Macron, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and Britain's King Charles, and many others are taking part in the Day of Tributes. U.S. tech giant NVIDIA has overtaken Apple to become the world's second most valuable company. Shares in the chipmaker jumped over 5% Wednesday, taking its market value to a little over $3 trillion. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite has more.
NVIDIA stock has been soaring on bets it's going to be the big winner from the AI boom. The firm's chips power products like ChatGPT and are in hot demand around the world. It has raised sales forecasts over and over again. That has seen the stock gain 147% so far this year. Now some analysts say it looks likely NVIDIA could overtake Microsoft as well to become the world's most valuable company. One said the big difference is that the chip firm is already making big money from AI, while rivals are having to spend huge amounts on the technology.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. Two U.S. astronauts flying aboard the new Boeing Starliner spacecraft are just hours away from arriving at the International Space Station. Butch Wilmore and Sunita Williams were rendezvoused with the ISS a day after blasting off from the U.S. spaceport in the southeastern state of Florida. It was the third launch attempt for Starliner, with two previous attempts scrubbed due to technical problems. Wilmore and Williams are expected to spend about a week at the ISS testing the capsule and its systems. A successful crewed flight will allow the U.S. space agency NASA to finally approve Boeing as the second private company to ferry astronauts to and from the space station. SpaceX has been carrying cargo and crew to the ISS since 2020, while the Boeing Starliner program has experienced years of costly setbacks and delays. Meanwhile, the giant SpaceX Starship rocket is scheduled for a fourth test flight on Thursday. Each Starship rocket has made it farther in its testing objectives than previous tests before blowing up or disintegrating in the atmosphere. In its most recent flight in March, Starship broke apart in Earth's atmosphere as it attempted to return from space halfway around the globe. Starship is due to be used by NASA in the next few years to land the first astronauts on the moon since 1972. I'm Richard Green.